Welcome back. This is Mark Steinhorn, your source for cool jazz and more to the EAA 88.9 FM, the voice of the community. And it's the 50s here on the Steinhorn Show today. That's Fats Domino performing It's You I Love, what he did on the Perry Como Show on this day in 1957. Hearing the sound of Quentin Randall, Q. Baltimore blues musician, his band is Echelon, joins us in the studio here today. I've been wanting to talk to this man ever since I first heard him lick. And Mark Gunnery said we needed to talk to him, and here he is. Q, welcome to the studio. Good to have you with us.
Thank you for having me. Definitely.
So, I mean, this is, you know, I'm always really anxious and excited to hear about new, younger blues musicians, because people always think of the blues as this genre of music that only belongs to an older generation.
It belongs to older generation because they started it. They paved the way for us. You know, it's my job as a musician to honor it, especially a blues musician, and stay true to the root of it. So, you know, even though it's the stigma is older folks, you know, the look of how they dress, the ruggedness. I do like the ruggedness, though, because
Well, that's part of it, right?
Yeah, that's part of it, you know. You got to live it. You got to live it. You got to be it. You can't fake it. Like, it's going to be seen if you're posing as a blues musician and you're not authentic about it. So, but yeah, it's my job to stay true to it and kind of just keep that way afloat, keep it visible and make it wider, you know. So it's not just me coming by myself.
Right, right.
It's wider, whereas though three or four other people can be coming with me, but they all have their own thing, you know. I don't want to make it narrow. I want to pave that way wider. Make that road a little bit bigger. Back then, it was small. You know, it was small. Like, you had the little circuit, the little Chitlin' circuit, had all the funk and the blues and the R&B, but it was grounded in one section. Now I want to broaden it out. At least as far as me being, I guess, a young bluesman.
Yeah, because the blues exploded onto the scene again. It had its rebirth in the 60s, when a lot of old blues musicians from the 30s and 40s were rediscovered by a largely white audience, actually. They kind of rediscovered them back in the 60s, and then all these white blues musicians in England and the U.S. started coming into it, and then blues...
The Rolling Stones.
Right. John Hammond, all those guys.
Exactly,
right?
Yeah. Rolling Stones did give credit, though.
Yes, they did.
Even though there are a lot of bands from England that copied the style of the blues greats... American, they did give homage to letting it be known who saw they were covering.
Right.
It's a little different when you're playing a blues song and you don't give it justice to whose song it actually is. You know, you don't have to say it every time when you're on stage and when you're performing, but at least let it be known that, hey, this is actually a Muddy Waters song. This is actually a John Lee Hooker song, you know, but I'm not going to get too into that, but. You know, there's a few that actually let it be known.
Oh, they were amazing. Mississippi John Hurt. I saw all those guys play back in the day, and you know,
they were.
So who are the blues musicians that grabbed you? Let me say it this way: where did you start this? How did it start for you? You kind of being kind of brought into the blues as your place to be.
Well, my initial start of even playing the guitar had nothing to do with blues at all. It was therapeutic. It was therapy to me. You know, a wonderful, awesome, great musician by the name of Kevin Robinson. He has a band called Kirk Kevin Robinson Quintet. He taught me how to play. This was back in 05. I was doing poetry. I thought I had something to say, and I just wanted to hear myself on a record. And I would go into this recreation center. He had a studio in there. And he was, I asked him, I said, could you record me how much? And then... In between time, I would sit and I would just watch him practice. And then, you know, he listened to a lot of Carlos Santana and John Coltrane. So,
and they are connected, those two, deeply.
Yes, they are. Exactly. I found that out way later.
Right.
In terms of, like, just, like, why, you know. And I asked him. I said, like, if I bought a guitar, would you teach me how to play? And then the rest from that is really history. Like, I listened to more Carlos Santana, you know, and at the time... there were two stations, Watercolors and there were B.B. King Bluesville, and Watercolors and took, was like
they
jazz.
They got rid of Watercolors.
Yeah, they took they got rid
on Sirius XM. They got
rid
of that.
Yeah, they took away Watercolors, and then now it's smooth jazz. But the reason why I say that, because listening to Carlos Santana and playing smooth jazz, it fit. It fit in terms of like just telling the story. I didn't have a voice then, so I'm telling the story through my guitar. And then I started getting into blues, of course, listening to Hendrix, but I didn't get engulfed in it until I started listening to Stevie Ray Vaughan, because every song is blues. Yeah. Jimi Hendrix is, he's more psychedelic rock, but
he came out of the blues.
He came out of the blues, so right. The voice, the lyrics alone. You know, the lyrics, I like Hendrix lyrics better than I like Stevie Ray Vaughan, but I like Stevie Ray Vaughan playing better than I like Hendrix playing, because in terms of just the blues style, if I'm trying to learn blues. But Hendrix is one of the most underrated rhythm guitarists of all time.
And I think he changed the whole nature of guitar playing.
Yeah, of course, you know.
And came up with new things nobody was doing before.
Exactly, right? You know, and there's albums that, to this day, like, playing it and just seeing other people play it, you really understand like how good of a rhythm guitar player he was. He played with James. He played with Little Richard. You know, all of them. He played with all those bands back, the Isley Brothers, you know?
Right.
You know, there's a song from the Isley Brothers song. There's a song that he played with the Isley Brothers that was like, I think an outtake. It wasn't even really a song. And he had this riff. And then the riff wound up becoming a song of Stevie Ray Vaughan. A whole song called Testify. So, you know, it's a lot to it. It's a lot to it as far as like how I got into the blues. I've always been there mentally, you know.
So where did you grow up? You grew up here in Baltimore?
Mm-hmm. I grew up in Baltimore, west side of Baltimore, kind of like in the Lexington Terrace. I grew up in Lexington Terrace, which is like right there by Murphy Homes when the building was up before they knocked it down.
Before they blew it up.
Exactly. Right. So I grew up there.
They blew up your house.
Oh, God. Blow up my house. But I grew up around there. It's nice being around there. You know, it's a lot of good memories, a lot of good childhood memories. The one distinct memory that I will always cherish is that when, at least now, when I play my guitar, there are at least 20 kids that come and watch me play out back and just sit. And I think their parents are so grateful for that because, one, it keeps them out of trouble, but it's also like a break for the parents because all their kids just come sit with me.
So I'm curious, you know, you're just talking about kids listening to you and gathering around and listening to your guitar playing. So I'm wondering how your generation, your peers, related to you wanting to jump into the blues rather than the genre of stuff people get into now, hip-hop and more. That you're doing a different thing. How do your peers relate to that?
The people I really respect, they kind of knew it was coming. Not far as being a musician, but it's not a surprise to them for me to play the blues. You know, there's some folks that I know they are pretty surprised to see me playing guitar. And, like, not really hanging out in the streets. But it's not a bad thing to them. They're surprised, whereas, though, it's like, wow, like, I can tell in their eyes. I can see it in their face, just how they interact, saying, like, what's going on? Where you going? You got another show? Stuff like that. That they kind of look at me as a role model. Mm-hmm. If not for them, their own personal reasons, but for their children, you know? Whereas, though, like, hey, this dude lives right down the street. And he plays guitar, and they hear me out back playing, and he sounds pretty damn good.
You're still living on the west side.
Yeah, I'm still living on the west side. I'm in the same house, you know. But I can tell some people are surprised. You know, some people, the fact that I wasn't really on the streets in terms of, like, hanging on a corner, like, I can tell that they're like, wow, like, how did you not get into this, you know? I do not have the answer to that. I hope I never have the answer to that. Because if I do have the answer to that, I think something just happened and shouldn't happen. So I'm glad I don't have the answer to that. Just something happened, you know? But it can happen, though. You don't have to be, you know, all you got to do is just put yourself in certain situations. As a kid, if you want to play football, play football. You be in that environment. You get better at it. You know, I love music. I was listening to rap before I was playing guitar. Now that I'm playing guitar, everything is about guitar now. Because I want to be a master at what I do. I don't want to be the jack of all trades. I want to be the master.
You want to focus on it. That's a good thing. You want to focus on this guy.
You know, I know my weaknesses, and I want to strengthen them.
So to give us some of your strength right here. Like, why don't you do something for us?
Okay. Want me to just like something original or what? Like, just
let's start with let's do two pieces. Let's start with, you want to do an original piece?
I do an original piece.
All right, tell us about this as you're in a role.
Okay. This piece is called No Ordinary Love. It will be on my EP that's coming out very soon in the next month or two, called The Cleanse. This song was inspired by a guy named Mosno. He had an album that came out called Novella.
Oh, no, Mosno's been on the show. He's from
Sudan.
Yeah, right. Mosno's been on the show before.
I highly advise anyone who's listening who hasn't gotten the album to get the
album.
He's
amazing. Mosno's amazing.
Awesome. And listen to that album. That's one of the few albums that I can listen to front to back. You know, I'm not going to get too much into it, but it's one of those albums that I think could be one of the best albums overall, far as anyone famous, anyone local that came out in the last 10 years. And this song was inspired from that. So.
Oh, cool.
River runs deep, so she sleeps on the streets, fulfills men's fantasies. Home of the brave, a country that's free, feeds her insecurities. She says, I have nothing of my own, but men who have their hold on me. She says, I have nothing to give but a love that is no longer my own. This is no ordinary love. No ordinary love. This is no ordinary love, no ordinary love. Young man, heart full of gold, wanders aimlessly around in the dark. Brotherhood of his traveling pants that he's worn since June. He cries at night, praying to the Lord above to have mercy on him. He wipes his face and goes on his way to find place to stay. This is no ordinary love. No ordinary love. This is no ordinary love. No ordinary love. They cross paths and talk of each other's lives. He finds comfort in her eyes. These are the tales of those who tales have not been told. These are the tales of those who tales have not been told.
This is no ordinary love. No ordinary love. This is no ordinary love. No ordinary love.
Thank you, Q. Wow. Wow. So, good lyrics. Good voice.
Thank you.
all the above. And you're into your instruments. I mean, you're like almost like a lot of cats I see play, they will stop and look down, but you're in it.
Yeah.
You feel this piece.
Yeah, like
equipment in your hands is guitar.
Yeah. I really can't stress enough like how therapeutic it is to me. I can't. After a while, I just can't get to. I can't explain it. Like, you would have to be there the day I began and see me now. Like, you know, I can tell it. I can talk.
What do you mean the day you began? You're talking about when you were in another day in your life, you mean? When you were younger?
Yeah, when I was younger. Like, when I started, like, I'm not going to get into it, but when I started, I had, you know, when you're young, you have thoughts and stuff like that.
We all have issues, man.
Yeah. No, but that's what I'm saying. Like, young. You have those thoughts, so it's kind of like you need an outlet. So luckily, this is my outlet, you know, and I haven't put it down since. This is my longest relationship. I've been married to this thing from day one, so 10 years strong we've been married, you know.
This is good. I mean, so well, what you're saying, though, I think in some ways, what you're basically saying is that when you talked earlier about where you grew up and never really stand on the corner was – that this is your way to freedom. This is your way to a life that's yours, that you can control and defines you, rather than you being defined by what's around you.
Exactly.
Right?
You know, just sitting in the house. Like, if you have an outlet, it makes you want to, it inspires you to do whatever. You know, if the guitar is my outlet, then I'm going to play it because it does something to me. It takes me on a journey. It takes me to a certain place that it's not more so me running away. It's like a place where as though I can come out. It takes me to a place so when I come back, I have a greater sense of hope, a greater sense of clarity. You know, it's and humility. You know, it's humbling and it's great. It's a great feeling. It's just, you know, going into something, coming back out, knowing that everything is going to be all right. Regardless of what happens, the minute you come out of that place, you just have this sense of, like, everything is going to be all right. Whatever it is that I'm hoping to, whatever it is that I'm looking to be or go after, it's there. And it's possible.
It's your meditation.
Yeah. There's no such thing as no in my world.
It's your meditation. It's your highest.
Exactly.
Right.
You know, like, my high, I don't need to smoke. This is my high.
Gotcha. No, I hear
exactly.
You. Right. I understand. Yeah. So, because music can do that. If you become one with the music you're doing and the instruments you're playing, it does take you to a different realm and a different place. And I could see it in you as you were playing.
No.
It reminds me of my friend Robert Shaheed, who has a morning show here, who is an incredible jazz drummer, one of the best I've ever seen. And you can watch him on the drums. And when you see him on the drums, you see his eyes close and his face moves out into the ether,
yeah.
and the sticks are in his hand, and he's just in it.
Yeah.
You know, and that's just how you are on this guitar.
The witness that is something, though. The witness that is something. Because especially if you just know music. You don't have to be a musician, but if you just know music and you listen to good music, you know, when you're sitting there, you're watching someone do that.
So before you play another lick for us, tell us what your thoughts are about the music and art scene in this town.
It's great. It really is. It's great. I used to be not really against it, but hearing neo soul so much in this town, and I grew up here. You know, it's not like I'm used to hearing it, but it's everywhere I go. You know, and I love to hear different styles of music. I don't want to hear the same style of music. So, the good thing about Baltimore is that the styles are so different. Everyone has their own image. And it's great. You know, there's neo-soul here. There's R&B here. Recently, I done came across a few rock bands here that are awesome. there's a band called Soul Cannon. Frontman is Easy Jackson, and they're awesome. They are awesome. I would like to believe that my band Echelon is coming up there. You know, I'm always going to hold myself to a high standard, but you know, in my mind, we ain't there yet. Mm-hmm. You know, but the only thing that I've noticed that I haven't seen as much is younger, like people my age at least, playing blues. And I've ran across a few people, like a guy named Andrew Barnes. He's a really good blues guy. He plays really really like Delta blues, and he has like this. It's something about him watching him like on stage singing. It's like it's natural. Like he just has that down. He just has it. And it's not something he was in the mirror practicing. It's just him.
What's his name again?
Andrew Barnes. You know, there's a lot of blues cats that go to a woman named Gina DeLuca's Monday Night Blues Jam off of Fleet and Ames Street. I'm sorry, I can't remember the name of the place. You know, and I've gotten a chance to come across some cats there that really play. A lot of older cats, though. You know, but that's how I met Andrew Barnes. So it's a nice little haven.
That's a Monday nights.
Monday nights. It's a nice little haven to go to and, like, just play some blues and be around it, you know? I don't hear as much blues in the town. And I was talking to somebody and, you know, in a sense, I think that that's kind of like what I'm being looked at now is like, being the blues guy to come out of Baltimore, in a sense,
mm-hmm.
You know. So if anyone mentioned blues, they always mention my name, you know, as of late, you know. And it's not, you know, it's nice, but at the same time, like I gotta let other people know, like it ain't just me. It's a lot of other folks. It's more so you gotta put yourself out there, put yourself in a situation, go look for the music. You know, you're going to find it. Baltimore is the biggest, smallest city. You can find so much music everywhere. You got the Cats Eye that got blues. You got the Point and Fails that has a mixture of funk, blues, alternative, jazz. You got the Waterfront Hotel. You got Monday Night Blues Jam. You got TVOF on Mondays. You got Acoustic Thursdays hosted by Mark Evans, Kevin Jackson, and Chuck Maddox. You got Love Deport hosting Warm Wednesdays with Walter Maxfield Jones. You got Friday, Be Free, every last Friday of the month. You got Alex Alexander, Bolton Hill, Open Mic Series, which is called Bombs, which is at Bolton Hill, right off of MLK. Like, there's an event going on every day. I can go on and on, you know, but it's a lot of music in Baltimore. And the music scene is good, you know. The community is good, I'll say this. The community is good. The community of musicians that I put myself around are good. I don't really like egos. I don't like when people have an agenda. I don't like old, bitter musicians who talk so much about stuff they have done, but they're still here. You know, it's not that I hate them. It's just I don't need to be around that energy. I like to be around like-minded folks who have a goal that's just as driven as me, if not more. You know, and also I like to just have a good time. I like to just talk and just chill.
I can see that.
You know,
That's good.
Yeah, I don't want to be around all that sometimes. So, the community I keep that's my family.
Thank you, Q. You're it's been a great time. Quentin Randall, his band is Echelon. Coming out of Baltimore.
I got my shoes and I'm going to bust a move. I'm going to slide across the floor like I'm Tom Cruise. I got my slippery Earl. Slippery Earl. I got my slippery Earl. Slippery Earl. They call me Mocha Drive, 'cause I got love full of pudding, baby. I call me Slippery Al, Slippery Al, Slippery Al, Slippery Al. I got my shoes and I'm gonna bust a move. I got the move and I'ma tell you what to do. Put on Slippery Al, Slippery Al, Slippery Al, Slippery Al. They call me Chocolate Thunder. And I'm so smooth, watch me slide on the dance floor. Slippery out, slippery out, slippery out, slippery out. I gotta move and I'm telling you what to do. Go to the left, go to the right, and bust that funky groove. Hot tub, hot tub, say hot tub, hot tub. Shoes and I'm gonna bust a move. I don't wear no socks because I like vanilla ice cream rolling down my body. And hold on, what is that?
You're listening to your source for cool jazz and more, WEAA 88.9 FM, the voice of the community. We're going to take a brief break and come right back. And on our way to break, we're hearing Shining Star, Earth, Wind, and Fire. Alan McKay of Earth, Wind, and Fire was born on this day in 1948. Happy birthday, Alan.